Take off the side things and the bottom thing. Okay. We're good.
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure.
It's good.
Okay. I want to talk about an important yesod. It's a yesod in terms of the Megillas Esther, the whole nace of Purim. But it's a yesod gadol for one's whole life. It could change one's life on based on this yesod, and it's tali. And I'll bring you Mamari Chazal. We're going to plug it into some of the Masa Matan that happened at the time of Esther and Mordechai. But it's really a klal gadol. It's mavu in many svarim, this klal, and I could bring many rais to this. Time only allows. We're going to try to make it short, but we're going to try to bring in spice it with a few rayas, and we'll take it from there. But it's a gevaldike yesod. It's not an easy yesod, but if a person accomplishes this yesod, his life is changed forever. When the gzeira happened and Mordechai found out about it, he tore his clothing. Vayikra Mordechai is begadav vibashak ve'efa. He wore sackcloth. Then he went out. He cried, he screamed, he was in such pain. It wasn't just he was in a personal pain, but he was trying to get the word out. He found out about this Gvaldika terrible tragedy, and he's trying to be Me'ir the Rabbim, Me'ir the masses, Me'ir Klal Yisrael, to recognize the tzara that was befacing them, and to get them to do tshuva, to be Me'ir them, to be Me'ir them to do Tshuva is the right way to go. When a person Klaiser Rachmanis Lan faces a tragedy, that's the way to go. The way to go is that we try to do tshuva. We have tefillah, a lot of soul searching. We daven. Not only that, Mordechai then took it to the next step. He realized Esther's in the palace and she's unaware of what's going on, so he went. He went, Vayavad Lifnei Shar Melech, and the Medrash says that he went to Kadesh Yagia Dava Esther, that Esther should realize that Klal Yisrael's facing a challenge. Klal Yisrael's has a big problem that they need her help. And Esther Vatiskalcho Malka Moed, she chapped that there was a terrible tragedy going on. She was not aware of what it was, but she realized something's amiss, something's not normal. If Mordechai is wearing his sack ve'efa berabim when he comes to the palace, must be that there's a tzara gedolah. And what does she do? What does she do, Rabbi Isai? What's her reaction to this? But this chalko malka moed, and then what does she do? She takes clothing, beautiful clothing, and she sends it to Mordechai to put on. What's that? What is going on? She chaps that there's a terrible tragedy going on. She realizes that it's time for sack ve'efa. She realizes it's time for tshuva and tefillah. And she's sending Mordechai nice clothing. What's pshat? But Mordechai refused. Mordechai refused. This is not the time for wearing nice clothing. This is a time for being machniyah oneself, to realize that we need to do tshuva. So what in the world was Esther thinking, Rabbi Yisai? What was she thinking? What was she trying to accomplish? Obviously, she knew that there was a tragedy. So obviously, she had something in mind. What did she think was going to be achieved by him wearing nice clothing rather than his sack ve'efa? L'chayim Mordechai was correct. This is the way to go. When you have a tragedy, we daven. We had a tragedy this year. Simchas Torah, Klaiso rally together, we daven and daven and daven. Of course, we have to take it to the next step in tshuva as well. But we were rallied to do that. And that's what Mordechai was trying to do, rally Klai Yisrael behind the Tzara, to face the Tzara. So what was Esther's plan? What was she thinking? Obviously, she had a plan. What was she trying to accomplish? Why did she think that by Mordechai wearing nice clothing, would that bring about the Yeshua? Why does she think that that's the better way to deal with the tragedy? To get a better understanding, we're going to have to develop it from a number of places in the Megillah. Let's ask a different Shaila. Everyone knows the story of Megillah Esther. She was charged with a mission to save Klal Yisrael, to be mevakesh and meschanin by Achashverosh, to be mevatel the gzeira. She asked Achashverosh to have a suda together, and they did. It was just her, Achashverosh, and Haman. And Achashverosh, in the midst of the suda, when he was high, Vayoma HaMelech l'Esther b'mishtei hayayin, ma she'el oseich v'yinoseng loch, u'ma bakash oseich ad chatzi ha'malchus v'teyos. He gave her a blank check. He gave her a check that she could ask for whatever she wanted ad chatzi ha'malchus. The malchus of Achashverosh was quite large, Rav Yisai. He gave her half the world, literally. Half the world. What did she do with that offer? What did she do with it? She said, if it's Amal Melech HaToyb, we're going to have another party tomorrow night. What was going on? What was she thinking? She had such a shasa koisha at that moment, beyond. Achashverosh was ready to give everything. If she would have just then asked Achashverosh, you know, let's do away with Haman, let's save Klal Yisrael, do away with the Gzeira, he would have done it. He gave her that right. He even offered her. It was like Anas of Nishma. Before even knowing what she was asking, he already offered her a Chatzi HaMalchus. So why did she decline that offer? Why did she squander that opportunity? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Mechit says it's going to ever come again. Who says tomorrow night's mishta is going to get a better offer? You think tomorrow night he's going to offer 3/4 of the malchus? What's she thinking? She got max at chatzi, shava b'shava with Achashverosh. So what was she thinking? And who knows, Mayulad Yoyim? Maybe tomorrow she won't have the opportunity. Something will come up, and she lost that shasa kaisha, and then she lost the chance to save Klal Yisrael. So we're asking for another night. Another mishta is really sakonis nefashis, a sakonah for Gans Klal Yisrael. What was she thinking? What did she think that would be achieved in the second mishta more than in the first mishta? Whatever she did in the second mishta, she disclosed which nation she came from. She disclosed who the arch enemy was, who's the cause of this all, Haman. She could have done that all in the first night. Why didn't she do it then? What was the reason she waited till the second night? What was she trying to accomplish? That's a second kasha, Rabbi Yisai. I want to ask you a third kasha. If you look in the Seder of the Megillah Esther, perek after perek, it builds up to the whole plot, the whole tzara, and then it builds up the Yeshua. One by one, the Seda Advarim, everything is bidiyuk, mamish orchestrated. We know it was a nace, but it was a nace nista. But it was a nace. Every prat or prat of the way was calculated, mamish calculated, to bring out the Yeshua. L'chay with one exception, and that is Perek Vav. Perek Vav talks about Nodado Shnas HaMelech. He couldn't sleep. Called the Sefer Zechronis. They discovered that Mordechai once helped him, once saved his life. Wasn't paid back. Haman was waiting there. Achashverosh asked him, what would you do to someone who saved the Melech's life? And he gave, thinking it's about himself, he'd save Mamish. parade with him in the streets on a horse and big day malchus, mamish gewaldige Sachen, beautiful. And then Haman got Ebu v'chofi roish. The Chazal say that his daughter threw on top of him an abit from Eber Aglaim, or Ashba. Gewaldig, it was beautiful. It was mamish the turn of events where Haman until then was on a high and now he was going down. And now Mordechai was going up. Mordechai was already choshev. He already was Godol Adar, but now he was on the rise. He was paraded in the streets, Big Day Malchus, Gevaldik. But what did that have to do with the Neis HaPurim? Nothing. Think about it, Rabbi Yisai. We had the first Mishteh, and then we had this, and then we had the second Mishteh. That happened on the day between the two nights. What did we need it for? The reason why Haman was killed was because Esther revealed who she was and she asked from Achashverosh to kill him. The reason why the Gzeira was Mevatel, why Achashverosh was Mevatel the Gzeira, was for the same reason, because Esther asked. Esther was his dear wife, and obviously everything is Bechaste Hashem, but she got that right, perfect moment, and it worked. What was accomplished by that day? Why is it in the Megillah for? What was accomplished by it? Pretend Perek Hei does not exist. Sorry, Perek Vav does not exist. Go from Perek Hei that there was a Mishnah, jump over to Perek Zayin that there was a second Mishnah. The Megillah would read perfectly. It would make a lot of sense. Everything was smooth. Everything was great. And we would have the exact same Neis HaPurim, the exact same Torah V'Oira, the exact same Mishnah V'Simcha, everything, without everything. So what was accomplished by that Perek, Perek Vav? And why was it parked between the two Mishnahs? Now, clearly the Megillah is Torah. The Megillah is telling us the Neis, a Pirsumei Nisa of the Neis. It's not telling us history. It's true that this historical event happened and Mordechai was on the rise and Haman was going down. But if it has nothing to do with the Neis, it does not belong in Megillah Esther. And who says that? Megillah Esther says that. The end of the Megillah. The end of the Megillah says, it's not here. This is not a history book. Bechazkel Abramsky used to be medayik from this pasuk that ad kan, you should know that every word in this Megillah is Torah min hashamayim. It's Torah. There's not a piece here that has anything to do with Historia. If it's history, it's in the Zechreinus of Malchei Paras and Modai. It's not here. So Sefer Divra Yom LeMalchei Modai Paras. It's not here. If it's here, it means it's Torah and has to do with the Neis. So pray tell me, Rabbi Yisai, what in the world did Mordechai's parading in the street and Haman's Ebo B'Chofi Roish have to do with the Neis? What happened? So to answer these three shailas, I think we have to go into an inyan, and I think it'll be sort of self-understood. It's not what I'm saying here, Rabbi, is all from Svarim. I'm not even mechadish kamat, nothing here. I'm just saying over a leaket from different Svarim. I want to share with you a goin, a fascinating goin. The pasuk initially says like this: Ruach ish yichalkel machaleu, v'ruach nicham mi yisena. It's a contrast between a Ruach Ish, that's Mechalkal his Machla, and a Ruach Nechem Mi Yis'ena. And the Goyen explains that Simcha comes from the Ruach. And that's Ruach Ish. It means when a person is B'Simcha, if he's Tamid B'Simcha, Yechalkel Machaleu, it will provide for his sickness. Means chalila v'chas, Dr. Goyin, even if a person gets sick, chas v'shalom, who yichalko machaleu, the simcha of the person will get him through his sickness. And not only that, Dr. Goyin, b'simchosoy yivatlena. His simcha will be mevatel the sickness. His simcha will cause his refuah. A person is sick on his bed. He's aching in pain, racking in pain. Really in pain. He's been in his bed for a week. I would have thought Simcha now? What's Simcha now? He has every right to be in pain, every right to be upset, every right to be down. And now the Pasuk is telling us that his Simcha is Mechalkeu. What does that mean? His Simcha is going to Yechalko Mechaleu. What does that mean? How is he supposed to be B'Simcha? Is that the right time for Simcha? It's a time maybe to cry. It's a time to do tshuva. Maybe to daven. It's a time to be B'Simcha. But Shlomo HaMelech B'Chachmasei teaches us otherwise. He tells us, yes, Ruach Ish Yichalka Machaleo. Now's the time to be B'Simcha. Because it's the Simcha that's going to carry the person through his sickness and triumph. To have a to trump his sickness, he's going to have a triumph over his sickness, and that comes only through that simcha. That's the koyach of simcha. Similar pasuk in Mishle in Yudzayin Chav Beis. The pasuk says "Leiv sameach yetiv geha." Geha means his machla. It's a refuah. Yetiv geha. It's improved his refuah. Rabbeinu Yoin in the Matutas David explains that Leif Sameach, the Simcha that a person has, is good for the guf, just like a refuah. It will be mevatel this chayli. And look around, Rabbi Say, don't we see that? We see that, unfortunately, Meisim B'chayim, if you go me mevaka achayla, someone cheers him up, he's in a better mood, he gets better quicker, and he has a greater chance of survival. Everyone knows that. The Simcha improves his chances of survival. If he's in a better mood, he could be mismaided better, he could be mischazik better, then he could take on that challenge better. The Simcha brings about the Yeshua. B'simchasoi yivatlena. And it's not just by Simcha, Rabbi Isai, in terms of refuah, of a machla. It's Simcha helps in all inyanim. Just to give it a little depth, the Oimek Hadvarim, a bit of the Oimek. What does that mean that Simcha works to be Merapei Echoylam? It's true that the Chayla, the malady, comes out in a certain organ or whatever it might be, a certain limb, but that's not where the Tzara is. The Tzara is above. The Tzara is high up based on calculations that Ben Shalom has, based on Averis or whatever it is, Kapara. And based on that, there's a midas adin that's being shoyer on that person at that time. Ain't adam noikev atzboyim ulamato, elim ke machrizin alav mamala. There's something going on mamala that causes him to be sick. There's a gzeira. There's a midas adin that's being shoyer at that time. And simcha comes and is mematek the gvuris. It tempers the gvuris. It sweetens the gvuris. If a person is makabel, his challenge is besimcha, then it turns around the challenge. It changes it from a midas adin into a midas of rachmim, into midas achesed. It tempers that din. And if the din is tempered, then the din is weakened. And in memela, the din goes away. It hits the din at its source. The simcha goes up to the shayrish, and it's mevatel, the shayrish of the gzeira. And it's not just by, like I said, in terms of machlis, it's every challenge, shalaitavai, every challenge, called tzara shalaitavai, that a person faces. The pasuk says by devaira, in shoiftim, perakei pasuk yudbeiz, uri uri devaira, uri uri dabri shir, kum barak v'shava shavek ben avinoyam. The Metzudas David explains Pshat in the Pasuk, Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, Uri Uri. What's Uri Uri? A double lashon to be mischazik. His chazki ledabe b'shir. Strengthen yourself and sing to the Rebbeinu Shalom right now in the tzara. Sing to the Rebbeinu Shalom in the war. Sing to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The kofla amoreh, she doubled it over. Uri uri keder kashir uluroi vazirish. She's trying to be mezaris kla Yisrael, and with that the shava shave, peischazek hashir. If you're able to be meschazek in shir at this moment, tisgaber hateshua, then the tshuva will be strengthened and will come out. And it's mavu like this in the Zohar and many svarim. is that how we take on the tzara. If we have panim tzoyevais, if we are happy and we're smiling and we take it in good measure, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu in turn is the tzel of the Adam, and then he smiles, and then it changes the midas adin to midas harachamin. But if we're weighed down by it and we get depressed by it, then faked, the atzres brings more of a tzara. Then it's Reya Mazale. The Gemara says in many places the concept of Reya Mazale. Then the Reya Mazale is bad for the person. And it causes him could be more tzaras than he would have had otherwise. Only because he's weakened. He's mamish a Reya Mazale. A famous mice. Let me share with you. It's a famous mice with Kedai. If you heard it, Kedai to hear it again. It's a simple story, Rabbi Isai. The Rebbe Reb Melech and the Rebbe Reb Zisha, the brothers, they were once imprisoned together. They were in the same cell. And one of the wardens, the guard, he decided to tease them. So he took an abit shomemer aglayim and he put it into their cell with them in there. Reb Melech was beyond. He was distraught. Like, now he can't daven, now he can't learn, now he can't connect with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And Reb Zisha was happy. And Melech looked at him, why are you happy? What's going on? This is like the worst thing that can happen to a Yid. And Melech said, and Reb Zisha answered him, he said, that till now it was the Ratzon Hashem to daven and to learn. And now it's the same Ratzon and the same Hashem, not to daven and not to learn. And Melech, for that I'm happy. I'm being Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. And Ramaylech was makabalit, and together they started to dance. In the cell, they were dancing and dancing. When they were making a racket, the guard heard them making a racket. He comes, he says, what's going on? Why are you dancing? He asked one of the other inmates, why are they dancing? They didn't know, but he said, I have to do something with this abit shmeimer raglayim. When the guard saw that the abit is causing them to dance, he immediately removed it out of the cell, that they shouldn't have the simcha. That simcha brought about the Yeshua. If a person has a Torah, that was the biggest Torah you could do to a Yid, is to prevent him from learning and davening. But if a person takes it with simcha, then the simcha is mevatel the Torah. The simcha is maybe a lot of inyonim. It's maybe hatzlacha. To give you a remez ladava, it's a Gemara in Psachim, a Gemara at the end. Says Rabbi Akiva, Tziva lebnoi v'havi mishtadol l'modim shahashoa misacheches loy. And the reason is, if going good by Yena, and you partner with him, so his mazel, so to speak, will carry over to you, and you partake in his mazel, you'll also partake of its atzlocha. But notice that the Gemara doesn't say shahashoa matzleches loy. It says shahashoa misacheches loy. The Menayod is medayik that Shasho Misachek Esloi. It means that if that person is besimcha, if you find a person that he has that simcha, that Shasho Misachek Esloi, that brings about his atzlocha. It's the simcha is the root of his atzlocha. It's the cause of his atzlocha. So partner with him, and you'll be part of that atzlocha. And faket li degisa. The Gemara Megillah and Vava Mebeis. So Imrisa Rasha Shasha Mesachek Esloi Al Tisgaraboy. Bela Oida Lichadrach of Matslichin, Bela Oida Chazechen Bedin, Bela Oida Lichiroy Besainov. Somebody, if a Rasha has a Shasha Mesachek Esloi, then he's going to have Hatzlocha. Simcha brings about Hatzlocha. It's in all in Yonim, it's in Refuah, it's in Yeshuas. In all in Yonim, and I could bring many rays, but I think we got the Yisoid. And I want to show you that this Lechayra, it's not me, this is what the Sram says, is going on with Esther and Mordechai in the Megillah. We wanted to know, why didn't Esther take the offer of Achashverosh? She was offered Achatzi HaMalchus, the first Mishnah, grab it right then and say, I'm a Yid, save Klal Yisrael, grab it. Why didn't she grab it? She didn't grab it. It's because she was choshish. It's not going to work. You know why? Because Haman came into the first night into the first Mishnah, so upbeat. The Pasuk is made, he was Sameach v'toiv lev. He was so besimcha that only him, of all the people in the kingdom, only him was invited to this private party with the king and the queen. He was such simcha that Esther knew there's no way taking him down. There's no way. He's besimcha. I cannot take him down. It's not going to work. She was hoping that if she would delay to the next night, she'll get him when his mood is not so good, and then she'll have atzlacha. She knew that by the Rishoyim, the Gemara Megillah says, like we just said, she knew it's not the time to start up with Haman. But then by the next night, it was a change of events. But the next night, he didn't come in b'simcha v'tov lev. He came in b'avo v'chafei roish. After that story that he paraded Mordechai in the street, he took a downturn. He was depressed. And he was had that maisa with his daughter, the Ashba. He was avo v'chafei roish. He didn't even have time to clean himself. And they rushed him into the party. He came in weak. He came in like so successful. He came in so weak that he's going to be taken down. There was a matzav areya mazole. When she saw him in his avelis, when she saw him in his atzvos, then she knew now is the right time. And kachava. Then she revealed who she was, and then Haman was killed on the spot because he had areya mazole. She knew that now is the time to take him down. And that was like, Yudim ha'isa'ayra v'simcha v'satzim yikar. Many, the Gereb and many Svarim say this is the Pshat. And that's why that Perek Vav is so important. It's so crucial to the Megillah. That is so crucial because that was what changed from the first Mishnah to the second Mishnah. What changed was is the rise of Mordechai and the down of Haman. That he came in over v'chafi roish. That's what caused the bow to Yeshua. That was the Tokfei Shonais, like the Gemara calls it. The Tokfei Shonais was that. That brought about the Yeshua. You go back to our first Shiloh. What was Esther thinking when she sent Mordechai begadim, beautiful begadim? Mordechai had every right to have sak for Eifa. He had every right. That was the right thing to do, to rally Klal Yisrael, to get them aware of what's going on. But Esther had something else in mind. Esther had that, no, you're right, you have to rally Klal Yisrael, and if you bring their mamish to the forefront of their minds, after breathing it and seeing it, that they're in a tzara, it's Eis Tzara Hil Yaakov, and we have to daven and do tshuva. But Esther said that we have to also be besimcha. In the Torah, in the Lahashmit V'Laregul Abed, we have to have simcha. You can't go outside B'sak Fe'efa, El Shar HaMelech, that's not appropriate. The Radomska says in Tver Shloimei, we all know that whenever it says in the Megillah, the Lashon Melech, it's referring to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ke'ein lovei el ha-melech belevush zak. Esther was telling Mordechai, yes, it's a time, it's an eighth tzara, but that's not how you approach the Melech Melchei HaMelochim, belevush zak. You have to approach it with simcha, not with atzvus. Yes, we have to daven. Yes, we have to do tshuva. But it has to be with simcha. And the Radomska explains that this is the machlokes Mordechai and Esther. We know that there's a concept called the chilu ruchimu. It has to be through yira. And then, after we do yira, then we could do ava. Mordechai felt it was a zman for yira. It was a zman for the chilu. A zman for achna. And Esther felt, no, it's time for ava. It's time for ruchimu. It's time for simcha. You already yoitza, already your yira. You already yoitza rallying the rabbim and getting them to know about the tzara. But it's now time to have simcha. It's time to accept the gzeira. Be makabalit b'simcha. Be makabal the gzeira, then that will bring about the Yeshua. If you medayik in the Lashon HaPsukim, the Ma'alshech and the Ma'albim explain, if you look in the Lashon HaPsukim, you see that the shtickle out of order. It's a shtickle modna. When she sent him the clothing, the Seder Pasuk is Lahaubish es Mordechai That she put on the royal clothing, she put on nice clothing, and he should remove his sack. Rabbi say, before you put on the new clothing, you take off the old clothing, right? I mean, you got dressed this morning, you had your pajamas, and then you put on new clothing, and then you took off your pajamas? No, first you took off your pajamas, and then you put on your clothing. So it should have been the other way around. It should have been, L'hasa sak me olav, ulahal b'shes monachai. Why is it the other way around? So what appears is that Esther wasn't telling him that he should remove the sack. Esther was telling him that he should put on the big, the nice begodim on top of his sack. Yes, Avada, the Avoida has to still be with tefillah and tshuva. But we can't be atzvus. We have to be makabalat besimcha. We have to have outward, we have to have that simcha, an outward shining of simcha. We have to have the proper begotten. Inside, yes, we have to have that tshuva. We have to have that yira. But it has to be a yira that's mevili day ava. It has to be a yira that's mevili day simcha. It has to be dechilu urechimu bevas achas. And Esther was telling him that it has to be with ava. It has to be besimcha. Mordechai felt it was not yet the time for simcha. It was a machloikis. Many machloikis in the kaiso between the gedolim. And who was right, Rabbi Yisai? Who was right? So Rabdamska's medayik. We see that the Rabbanu Shalom was masking to Esther that she was right. Because you see, what took place between the two mishtas? Not just that Haman was taken down, Eva v'chafi roish. Mordechai rose. He was paraded in the street. He was put on the big day Malchus. He saw his enemy, his arch enemy, Haman, Eva v'chafi roish. He saw his tzarab going down. That's the greatest simcha nakama. He saw everything in, and that elevated him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaviv kol hasibus made it that Mordechai should also be besimcha. When Mordechai also reached the Dargah of Simcha, that's when Mishnah Sheni came about, and that's when the Yeshua came about. It wasn't just that Haman was a Eva v'chafi roish and was Rei Mazali. It was also that Mordechai was also b'Simcha, not just Esther. They were both b'Simcha, and that's what brought about the Yeshua. That Perek Vav is so vital to the Megillah. It's so vital to the Yeshua. Because that what changed the difference between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Sheni. Had there not been Perek Vav, Mishnah Sheni would also not bore any fruit. It would be like if you ever know, when you get together, Rabbanim have meetings or Askanim have meetings. At the end of the meeting, usually they decide we're having another meeting. That's what comes out of the meeting. You have one meeting, then the next meeting, and then the next meeting brings the next meeting. That's how it goes. There would have been a Mishnah Shlishi and a Mishnah Revi and a Mishnah Chamishi. What made Mishnah Sheni happen is because of Perek Vav, is because that's when Haman was taken down. He had Rei Mazalai and Mordechai was rising up. And that's the side of the Yeshua. And that was the side of the Nesa Purim. It was the Simcha that happened. That happened that Esther was Makabel the Gzeira B'Simcha. And Bar Kochai of Mordechai, he was also Makabel the Gzeira B'Simcha. Hashem was Mesavik Kol Hasibus. Obviously, you have to be gedolim to know when's the yira and when's the time for rechimu. And both are necessary components when every gzeira has to be a dechilu or rechimu. But that's what happened, Rabbi Yisai. That's the inin of Mordechai ve'Esther. That's the machloikis. And if you think about it, Rabbi Yisai, is that the Neis of Purim happened because of this simcha. When we have it, we kaveh chazal or kaveh that's a mishtav a simcha. It's not just grada, we're celebrating the past, the nisim that happened. We know Mishaniknas Abram Mabin B'Simcha. Why? Because nisim happened this month, and these happened in Pesach time too, and we merely have the two chadashim back to back of nisim. So we're Mabin B'Simcha, we're celebrating the nisim that happened, or maybe we're celebrating the simcha that Klal Yisrael rejoiced and experienced after they got the nis. But if you think about it, it's much deeper. When we're marbim besimcha, we're going to the root. We're going to what caused about the nes. The marbim besimcha, when Chazal were kaveh, that should be a yom simcha, Chazal is saying what brought about the nes. We're reenacting the nes. When we live in a sukkah, when we live in the sukkah, we're reenacting the nace of Anani Yaakovit. We're not just celebrating, we're reenacting. When we have the Simcha on Purim, we're reenacting what brought about the Yeshua. That is the Simcha that happened. So it's not the Mesayvev, it's the Siba. Mishaneknas Abram Marbim B'Simcha, because that's what brought about the Nes of Adam. That's what brought about Purim. That's what Esther taught us, that in the darkness, deep darkness, thick darkness of Lahashman Alar Glabit, of Golas Modai Uparas, Afo Pekain, yes, we need the Dechilu and the Tshuva and the Tefillah, but we have to also be Makabel B'Simcha. And through the Simcha comes about the Yeshua. The Pasuk says, Higdel Hashem Lasi Simanu Hayinu Smeichem. So Netil Bapardis and Sefer Yigeres HaTiyah explains, Higdel Hashem Lasi Simanu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about a Yeshua? Why was he goyel us from a galus? You know why? Yan shebahagolus hayinu sameichim. Hayinu sameich, because we were sameich even in the bitter galus. Because of that, that's why Higdal Hashem lasi simanu. That's the key to get out of galus. It's the key for all tzaris, Rabbi Isai, is to be besimcha, be makabim besimcha. It's very hard. But sometimes you have to look back and count your blessings. We all are blessed, Baruch Hashem. Every person in the world has challenges. Every single one has a challenge. Everyone. There's not a, some are bigger, some are smaller. It's a roller coaster ride. That's what life's all about. But we have so much to be thankful for. Our families, our children, our learning, our chaverim. There's so much to be thankful for. And if we focus on the good, and we focus on everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does to us, that tova that he made us pasha to yid. He allowed us to serve him. He allowed us to do mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is a simcha. If we focus on that and we're besimcha, even in the Shas Atzara, the simcha will bring about the Yeshua. The Gemara in Tainis and Chesam Malalav says, Kol ha-sameach b'yisurin shebayin alav, maybe Yeshua la'olam. Not just for himself, for the entire world. Being Sameach B'Yisurim brings about Yeshua. That's the key. That's the recipe for Yeshua. And that's what Purim is all about. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in his minimal way, the way he brings it down is so beautiful. But he writes, I'm going to read you over some of the words. There's nothing that can unlock more toiva, more ashpa min hashemayim, k'mashiris v'tishbachis. And he's talking about in the middle of a tzara. That's what he's going on. In the middle of a tzara, rav v'tzaris neirais. There's nothing that can bring about more Yeshua, more ashpa's toivis than shiris v'tishbachis. Shemiyad, kashemar aponim tzohivis klap yimaylo, Mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boi Hashem Tzucha Omar Loi Afu Panem Tzahivis Unifinavtachem Loi Shari Brocha V'Yeshua. And he says it's a skula atzuma hi. It's a skula, it's Baduk Umanus, it's a skula atzuma. And he said just like Yirmiyahu HaNavi Yiroinim B'cheshkas Laila V'oz Laila K'yoyim Yoreloi K'chashecha K'oira. And he fears us. It's a, you have to read, you look it up, but he feels like it's like this. You can look up in Sharm Betfila in Rina, Amud Nunvav and Nunzayid. He feels like it's like this. Va'ata ache, shma yisoid godo b'oifin klali. Hear my brothers, a gevaldik yisoid. Ein lecha davar, hamevi bracha v'yeshua, kamoy ha-simcha v'hatoiv leivav. Ve'ein lecha davar, hamevi rois v'tzaris, kamoy ha-atzvas. There's nothing that can bring out more hatava, more brach in Yeshua than Simcha, and faket, faket. There's the concept of rei mazalei enad, of a person in the Simcha that brings about his Yeshua. My bracha to everyone is we should be menatzel the skulas hazman of mishaniknas abra marbe b'simcha. It's an auspicious time to work on this midah of being marbe b'simcha. How we marbe b'simcha? It's a halacha. It's not just, it's mitzias. We have to, it's machlokes haintega, what that means. The stipend is to drink wine every day. Whatever it works, shalom zalman head, we have to work on thinking about being besemek, we have to make ourselves in good moods. Other people have other ways to eat basa. Supposed to be marbe besimcha. It's avodas hayom. It's avodas right now is to work on the being besimcha. And if we work on being besimcha throughout our challenges, then yet Hashem that will bring the gula la'olam. Maybe Yeshua not only to ourselves, but it will bring the gula b'mheir v'yameinu b'mashiach tzidkenu b'mheir v'yameinu amen. Shkoyek for listening.
According to the Radomska, why was Mordechai Shabbat talking with Tanisa afterwards?
So that he said that was the machlokes between them. Mordechai held that it wasn't time yet for Rechimu; it was still time for Dechilu. Only Dechilu.
Even after the Rebbeinu Shalom showed.
Well, even that day when he was paraded through the streets.
Why was he shoveling talk about that? Once the Rebbeinu Shalom showed him.
Right, but, no, he showed him that it's going up, that's true. But the Yeshua didn't come about yet. And Mordechai felt that there was more tshuva that needed to be had. There was more tefillah that needed to be had. Right. That was the machlokes.
Mordechai didn't hold that it was a riot. Mordechai did not
Until you see what happened after the Mishnah Sheni, you don't know that, right? After you see that it was Matzliach and he had the Mishnah Sheni, now you chap that this is the Pesach for the Gula. This is the Pesach for the Yeshua. But that brings it about in the Kanavi. But it's Mavur Chazal in so many places. It's the Simcha, the Kabbalah B'Ava that brings about the Bittel Ara, the Bittel Yisur, and the Bittel of the Nisayin. It brings about the Yeshua. Avada, you have to know how to juggle both. And it's, in a way, sometimes mutually exclusive. It's stereotypical emotions, but you have to know how to juggle it. If you know how to juggle it, then you could really have both coincide. You could have the Dechilu Rechimu Bevazachas. It takes a major avodah. It's true. But at least we have to try to work on something, right? We have to try to get somewhere with it. Because that's the avodah in the Svarim. It's Dechilu Rechimu. All right. Afrei Lechem Purim, Rabbi Zayn.
Yeah, both of the Hasr Sakri, my son.
No, then, like the Pshat is, it would mean that she wanted him to put on the begadim toivim, and underneath he'll have it. So at least Lahasar, from the outside, from the appearance, he won't have the sakami olive. It'll just be for himself, but not for the rabbin. He would just be.
Thank you.
I'm for listening.